very, very bad. Okay. I had a head, a statue of my head that was made in about 1961 in Zagreb also by a famous young sculptor.
Okay.
And this is not made from some photo. It was made, I posed for it personally. I was sitting there for some hours, maybe for one or two days, and he made the statue. It's made out of, I think, bronze or whatever, you know?
Yes.
Okay. They sold silver dollars. I had a bag of silver dollars. I don't know how many, about 1,500 silver dollars. It's old, like, you know, more than silver dollars, you know?
Yes.
Just a bag of silver dollars is worth more than that. They're telling me, oh, that's a goddamn bag of silver dollars. Okay. Now, they sold, I had hundreds of checkbooks.
Mm-hmm.
I had all my stuff regarding this, the Park Off the Spiral first prearranged match. A big, big file I've been working on. They sold hundreds of books on Jews, hundreds and hundreds of books on general subjects. Okay, now it's hard to put these books together. I had a great library on the goddamn Jews, you know, real good books. Not so easy to get these books.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had thousands and thousands of Mexican comic books.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love Mexican comic books because they're real earthy. These are not for kids like American comic books. They're, you know, you got some real dirty comic books there and they're a bit so on sex, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
I those too, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
But you just said they're hard to get nowadays.
Oh, yes, of course. It's hard to get
I love, Mexican, interesting kind of comics, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't go for Superman, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
I had thousands of these comics for everything. See, these Mexican comics, you know, they're not like the kiddie comics, you know, they cover everything. Getting pregnant, abortion, you know, corrupt police, there's the whole, you know. Anyway, I had the first 100 editions, first 100 numbers of a famous Mexican comic called Denuncia, Casos Policiacos Reales, you know?
Okay, about...
You couldn't, these damn comics, I was in Mexico 6 months, I couldn't get them. Right. I was going to all these comic book stores, looking through all these stupid old comics, trying to find it. Everybody took me, like, they were collector's items. Finally, I met this very, very famous football player, and he had a connection with the editorial up there at the North Sea, and I got the first, almost complete set of the first 100 comics. That was a goddamn fortune. Just these North Sea comics they stole, it was a fortune.
All right, Bobby.
Big comics.
Okay, Bobby.
Hey, Bob. There were thousands, tens of thousands, four of them. Just these Denuncia comics.
Okay.
I had Japanese picture posters, beautiful posters, like from movies back in the 60s. I used to go to this Japanese movie theater down on L.A.
Yeah.
They closed up. I was like their best customer. The guy gave me about 40, 50 of their beautiful posters. There was a damn fortune, too, man. You know, like, so okay, that was a golden era of Japanese movies that back there in the 60s, you know.
Yeah,
Bobby, this is really dramatic colors, you know. Okay.
Yeah, Bobby, this is Eugene now.
Hi, Eugene.
Because we will be soon, you know, in 5 minutes we'll be off now. So, I would just like to say also, you have...
Oh, no, this is huge. I just tried it. This is nothing.
Yeah, I know. You have not even mentioned the games, you know, from Buenos Aires.
Oh, my God. When I played in Argentina and I played the team of the Trojan Canis match to qualify to play Sestaski in Iceland the next year, you know. I played down there. And after I played, I beat the Trojan down there in 1971. I made an exhibition tour down there, a simultaneous exhibition tour. I don't remember exactly how many I played. I checked the record, 25, 30 simultaneous exhibitions. And before every simultaneous exhibition was announced, all the players have to give me their copy of the score. So I had a complete record. And they didn't give me the target copy, the original copy. I used to the original copy. So I got hundreds of, I don't know, maybe about between 600 to 1,000 scores. None of these games had ever been published anywhere. And I had the original scores. And this, what the hell are they were? Thousands, millions of dollars, just every goddamn, they go hungry for any goddamn game I ever played in, simultaneous or whatever, and these dirty Jews are falsifying my games like that, so, you know, these were real games, real sports, these were the, back and I had the originals. I had the original book.
It's a piece of paper.
This is all stolen too.
It's a piece.
I didn't have any copies of that at all.
It's a piece of
that was stolen and the list goes on and on. All my legal files,
yeah. This game is a pity because you could have made now a book. You intended to make a book.
I'll tell you something else. I don't like to brag, but those were great simultaneous games. I was in great form, and I can't do a pretty scary down here because they're pretty far from Europe. Nowadays, of course, doesn't matter. Yeah, it's so international. Everybody can get any literature, super fast. But then, the main component is theoretical journals and books on chess. So they didn't know the openings well at all. But if you just smash them down in the openings, watch out. Because later on, they got stronger. So I learned this real fast, so I made a real attempt to make sure I completely got an overwhelming game before they got into the middle game, so I could, be sure to win. But these games are so insulting. But I would tell anybody now, if you see any of these games watching, don't believe it. These fucking falsifiers, these Jews, will falsify these games, they will take out the peasants, they will do anything. I mean, they are so vile and rotten.
Yeah, I know. I like what they did with your, I like what they did with your 60 memorable games, I know. Anyway, Bobby, we'll be...
But not only that, in books, they're falsifying the scores of my games. I have dozens of examples I can give you.
Okay, we can talk more about that in the future. But last thing, we have forgotten to mention the address of Mr. Bob Ellsworth, you know?
Yeah. They stole from me in there. They stole the deeds of my property in Florida. They stole my package, which I got for my new test, the timing system.
Okay, Bobby, can you just double from this? We have a copy of the address of Bob Ellsworth here. It says 111 South Orange Grove Boulevard, apartment 300 Pasadena, California. Did we get it right?
That's right. Thanks for reading, this son of a bitch. Some Filipino lucky should learn that motherfucker.
I say, it's the address is CA91105 USA, all right?
Okay, Bob Ellsworth is worthy of death for this trick he pulled on me. It's a hoax with Beacon Pasadena. Straight by the Jewish world government.
Okay, Bobby, I'm sorry to say, but we've consumed 30 minutes already with the program, and just cast about to come in right now.
Oh, I thought it was like 5 minutes.
No, it's 30 minutes already. And we'll talk with you again one time, all right?
I want to thank you, this is free speech. These Jews, they want to do the most rotten things, but they don't want their enemies to have the opportunity to answer back.
Well, this is your opportunity, and we've given you two chances already. We'll call you again.
Thank you, Pablo.
Yes, we'll call you again, all right?
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate this. I'm trying to say hello to Rolando. How are you, Rolando?
Oh, Rolando, here. Hello, Bobby.
Rolando.
Yes, we have lack of time now. That's
how you doing?
Again. Yeah, well, I'm okay.
How's it going?
Well, it's okay. Yes,
Bobby. Thank you very much.
Welcome, Bobby. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Mga kaibigan, medyo mainit talaga ang ulo ni Bobby Fischer. Ano? Okay, I'll just accommodate both of you. Let's have 1 minute each lang. Ano? 1 minute just for this. Ano? Yeah. Eugene, anong masasabi mo?
Yeah, yun talaga nakakaawa kasi kaibigan ko si Bobby. He's a very close friend. And it's unfortunate because those people who are making comments, you know, or sending emails, they only concentrate on his, let's say, on his anger or in his sometimes vulgarity. Mm-hmm. It's probably he said because he was so very upset, you know.
Yes.
But they were not focusing on the things that they did to him, you know, or the things that he suffered, you know, not to be with the mother, you know, when he died or when she died, not seeing her mother for so many years, you know. And then also the... You know,
anyways, yeah. We will have another opportunity, siguro, Eugene. Let's give a few words, siguro, para kay Juan naman, kay Rolly.
Yeah, but, okay. But I'm just saying that they're saying also that why do I do this? I am a witness to Bobby's sufferings and hardships, you know. I'm with Bobby. And these people who are sending, you know, hate mails against him, they were not a witness. They were not with them when Bobby Fischer is suffering, you know, and inflicted all these injustices. Yeah. Okay, noted.
Noted, Mr. Noted.
Sabi ko kay Bobby, talagang, ano, talagang grabe talaga itong ginagawa sa kanya. Talagang berian. Talagang gusto siyang sirain kong mga kalaban niya para talagang may-stop yung mga plano niya.
Mm-hmm.
Katulad na lang itong Fishy Random, maganda sana yan, pero talagang kinukontra lahat ng kalaban niya.
Siguro one time you know, we will be talking about that Fishy Random.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, because last thing, very important kasi, the classical chess or the standard we play chess now, I consider, is a game of chess for the chickens.
Already?
You know, yeah, for the chickens. This is because you try to depend on memory and preparation, etc. But the random chess or the Fischer Random, this is a game for real chess player. Because on the very first move, you have to think on your own.
Alright, now we will be talking more about that later on in the future when we have another time and we have another opportunity. Mga kaibigan, magbabalik po ang Bombo Hanay Palataw after our Bombo Balita Lookout Edition.
Bombo Hanay Palataw! Ang Bombo Radio Philippines. Sa Radio!